The former director of surgery at Queensland's Bundaberg Hospital, Jayant Patel, has testified for the first time at his manslaughter trial in Brisbane this afternoon. Patel told the court that he remembered as pleasant the patient Mervyn Morris, who he's pleaded not guilty to unlawfully killing in 2003. The Crown alleges that Patel wrongly diagnosed and treated Mr. Morris, but Patel has defended his treatment of the 75-year-old pensioner. Annie Guest was at the Supreme Court in Brisbane. After many inquiries and court hearings, I asked her what was new today.
Patel was called for the first time by his defence team to give evidence as its first witness after opening its case today. Patel wore a dark suit with a patterned tie, and he was calm and assertive and methodical in answering the questions. He was also forthcoming with lots of information in response to each of the questions from Defence Counsel Ken Fleming QC. He held documents referring to them and to the screen beside him as the half-full courtroom looked on, including Mr. Morris's family.
And how did he explain his treatment of Mr. Morris?
Mr. Morris had prostate cancer in the 1990s and presented to the Bundaberg Hospital, where the then director of surgery, Jayant Patel, saw him in 2003. And this afternoon, Patel told the court he was certain that Mr. Morris required an urgent operation to address rectal bleeding that he says he was sure was caused by a condition called diverticular bleeding in his bowel, and that his haemoglobin was low after two significant bleeds and a third could kill him. He said that he disagreed with and hadn't been aware of a differential or alternative diagnosis put forward by his junior doctor that was shown to him in patient notes today. And 3 weeks after the operation, Mr. Morris died, having suffered a wound breakdown and infection, further surgery for that. And on his death, the causes were listed as including heart and lung failure and malnutrition.
So did the prosecution respond to his testimony?
They haven't had a chance yet, but apparently intend to cross-examine Patel. Earlier, they closed the Crown case, and Peter Davis, SC, argued that Patel had misdiagnosed Mr. Morris, that it was his bleeding from the bowel was actually caused by the radiation treatment for his prostate cancer earlier, and that it was a slow bleed and should have been treated conservatively because Mr. Morris was very frail because of the previous cancer, current heart disease, and possibly current liver cancer.
Annie Guest.